Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, May 11th, 2014 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And I apologize, I was going to play Sharon Jones on the Dap Kings, but she seems to have been deleted from my playlist. I spent the last 10 minutes searching the computer for her, my files. So, have to bring her back. Is someone getting tired of Sharon? Not me. I guess because I only get to hear her the once a week. So I'm like eager to hear that voice. Wow, what a voice, huh? This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Islands. She's speaking the truth. What a powerful song, too. Thank you, Woody. Thank you, Woody Guthrie, for that song. To my Nigerian sisters and brothers, I have to say, it seems to me if what powdered and pounded news about you that reaches us bears any truth, you are far too generous to this state that makes the decisions for you. Even before they failed to protect your girls, your boys were being slaughtered mercilessly. How many warnings that we were seeing an ever-broadening atrocity did the state ignore? And furthermore, has it shared the oil wealth? Has it shown the least concern for your happiness and health? The events of your murdered and stolen children and murdered sisters and brothers of many lands is yet another horrific illustration of what was said about UC Berkeley's implicit positive sanction of the assaults and rape of women there, that when an entity holds a monopoly of power, what it allows is the official policy. This so-called Islamic group has been allowed by the state to act with impunity repeatedly. Not long ago, I listened to a Nigerian brother put this question to a state official on the program World Have Your Say. Quote, where do they get the money, this group? How is it they can spirit away 300 children? How is it they can move about so freely? And the official replied vaguely. I'd been thinking the very same thing. Who funds these slaughterers, these child kidnappers, these killers and rapists? And I know they're paid. So, you know, the outrage, take that with a grain, because they aren't to blame. Ultimately, it's the people who put that money in their hands. It's the people who created the desperation in the first place. The need, the necessity. How is it that these people have the means to wreak such devastation? And what about the larger demoralization of an entire continent? Because I believe that's the true purpose behind such seemingly, things we can't wrap our minds around. What's behind that is, once again, these big boys got a plan. So what about that feeding frenzy on your fertile earth? Power in multiple geopolitical robes rushing in, mouths agape to gobble up the land, suggests to me there is a plan to beat down and render passive our Mother Africa. So this is not the time to offer tolerance and understanding to this state. It's time to demand that it vacate and for the people to start planning a pace, planning a freedom formed hand in hand with all humans globally, because we can't do this individual state by individual state. Brothers and sisters, at this point in power's game, atrocities staged in captive states that swim in its orbit is geopolitics. The big boys are obsessed with controlling everything. Do you really think their hands and dollars are not sunk deep into the stink of this? Can you not smell their involvement? These folks deeply believe there must be degraded hands. And most of it ain't gonna be Denmark. but to challenge them. We need to be clear that ending hierarchy is how we get free. But how do we have these conversations when the pundits constantly undermine them? Paid to keep us unsure, uncertain, no less than these phony so-called Islamic kidnappers. They have plans for our mother Africa, and we must not let it happen. We must stand together.